You'll know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles. Are they? A good tree cannot produce bad fruit. A bad tree can't produce good fruit. It's just the way it is. I meet with two different groups of pastors once a month each. I will not name any names or denominations or anything. I'm just saying. I meet with two groups of pastors. The difference between the two groups is like night and day. One group, and I don't say this, I'm better, I'm smarter. All I'm saying is spiritually, one group is a kindred spirit, one is not. And we have very different views of Scripture. I have very different views of Scripture from this one particular group and a very like-minded view of Scripture with this group. And the fruit, I'm just telling you, I see it, is the difference between night and day. I'm talking about fog. Prayerful, humble, open, gracious, night and day. And every one of them is in a pulpit this morning, somewhere. Again, I'm not coming down on anybody. I'm not trying to be. I'm just saying what I think we live in. Examine the fruit. Back in chapter 28, verses 12 through 14, God will prevail. God's will is going to happen. Don't you want to be in tune with it? Why not ask? Why not seek? Why not knock? Are you? Or are you looking for somebody you're going to agree with? And I'm talking about the nitty-gritty stuff that you're facing every day at home and at work and in the community. So number four, I know we're running out of time, but while we wait for God to work it all out, for God to get me through this very hard thing, while we wait, while we live in challenging circumstances and challenging relationships, how can I discern God's will? And I'm not saying this is right out of that text, but I'm just saying what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and following. He said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Submit to me. This is God's will for you. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. I am gentle and humble of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. I will," Revelation 3:20, "open the door of your heart, and I will come into you, and I will live in the dining room with you, and I will dine with you, and you with me. And if you have my commands, and then you obey them, show me you love me, I will disclose myself to you. The Father will disclose himself to you." Brothers and sisters, if we do that, and if you've never done that, if you're here today and you've never opened up the door of your heart, Jesus is knocking right now. And if you want to stop living a lie and stop believing stuff because you want to believe it, it is not true. And if you keep believing those lies, it will not go well for you. Come to Jesus, take his yoke upon you. Learn from him. Let him teach you. Let him guide you every step of the way. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. He will exalt you at the proper time. Humble yourself today under his hand. Please take up your cross and follow him. Die to yourself and follow after Jesus. And he will help you discern between conflicting messages. And he will help you when you are confused about God's will. He will. I could go on and on. I don't have time. Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all that we can ask or even think, according to the power that now works within us. If you open up the door, you have Christ in you. You have the mind of Christ. Humble yourselves before him. Open yourselves up to him and let him guide you. But you have to do that. You can't say that or think you're doing it. You have to do it in prayer. Be in his word. Come to Jesus and let Jesus come to you, and then abide there and let him reveal to you, and he will. Let him reveal to you the next right thing and then determine to do it. That is the way of Christ. It's hard. Because our hearts are wickedly deceitful. And we are prideful. Will you bow your heads with me now? Bow your hearts before God. If you have never received Christ, will you receive Christ now? He is knocking. He is calling. He's calling every one of us to be his disciple, to walk in his footsteps, to be able to tell a truth from a lie, and to be able to honor him and glorify him in all that we do.